He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior. And he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world where I go, that I have found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you for the air that we breathe this day. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning in our right minds. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We may not be completely well in our bodies. We may have aches and pains here. We may have an illness here and there. But thank you, God, for health and strength. Thank you that we're not in the best hospital in the world. Thank you for not allowing us to be in the most beautiful grave site in the world. Thank you for not letting us be outside without any shelter over our head. Thank you for not allowing us to be out somewhere without any food on our table. Thank you, God, that you have provided a way that we would have clothes on our backs. God, with the little things that we can thank you for, God, we should be able to thank you all the day long. Thank you, oh God, for allowing my mind to be stayed on you. Thank you for a desire, God, to seek your face in this time of prayer, oh God, in this time of the day. For your word tells us that we should seek you early while you may yet be found, to seek you early. Before we run through our day, before we begin getting caught up with work, getting caught up with things that might bring us frustration or might wear and tear on us, but to prepare ourselves to enter into a day, whether the day may be challenging, whether the day may be smooth, but it's always a good thing to prepare ourselves to enter in wherever we are going. God, if we're entering into a game, God, we prepare ourselves. We get ourselves prepared, God, physically, oh, God, to get ourselves prepared to be successful in the game, oh, God. If we prepare ourselves to enter in church, God, we should prepare ourselves to enter in with thanksgiving and enter into your courts with praise. We should be prepared to do that, God. But, God, before we go in our day, before we get into work, God, we should prepare for ourselves to be ready to handle the things and the tasks that we have set before us, God. Get our schedule together. Get our plans together. Get our activities together. Think about the things that are before us on the day, God. But, God, when we seek you first, God, when we put you first, God, even before we dress ourselves, God, if we seek you first, God, you said in your word, God, that you'll add all these things unto us. All these things that we need, oh, God, is peace, oh, God, in the times of storm, God, a strength, oh, God, to be able to make it through a strong wind that's coming our way, God, or God, focus, oh, God, to be able to keep our minds stayed on you, God. When we put you first, God, you make all things well, God. You make all things work together for our good. God, you make everything work out all right, God. When we put you first, God, we put you above everything else, God. We put you above our employers. We put you above our friends. We put you above, oh, God, social media. God, when we put you first, God, we put you first above everything. And, God, when you are put first, God, you make things straight, those ways that could be crooked, God, those things that may have traps that are set for us, God, those things may be there to rub us the wrong way. God, you make all those things work out for our good. And so it's important, God, for us to seek you early while you may yet be found, while our focus is clean, our focus is not distracted, our focus is not, oh, God, disconnected, God. And so it's our endeavor every time we seek your face early in the morning in corporate prayer, God, is to set an atmosphere, set an environment, God, for victory on that day. And so to set an environment of victory, God, we understand that when praises go up, blessings come down, God. And I don't know about you, Lord, but about anybody else, Lord, but I need you to bless me today. I need you to grant me favor, God, on this day. I need you to order my footsteps, God, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, I need you to walk with me, oh God, today, and talk with me, and to abide with me, and for God, for me to get you in that place, oh God, for to be the help that I need, God. It's a good thing and an easy thing to give you thanks, God, to give you the hallelujahs, God, to give you the thank you, Jesus, God, to give you the Lord, I love you, God, and I magnify your name today, oh God, to let you know that you are sweet, God. You are, God, sweeter than the honeycomb, God, to bless your name and make your name wonderful and to make your name great, God. You come in, God, and you inhabit my praises, God. And so if I want you to come and rest, Lord, I need to make my praises big, God. And so I can stand up, oh God, and lift up holy hands, God, and surrender myself to you, God, and tell you not my will, but that thine will be done, God, because you are awesome and you are mighty and you are great, God. If I make my praise big, God, you can rest with me for a while, Lord. You won't become cramped in little old praise. So, God, help us to make our praise glorious this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. God, Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I lift your name up, oh God. Lord, I give you all the praise, and I give you all of me. God, I give you the best of me, God. So have your way, God, as I bless your name, oh God. Have your way, Lord, as we magnify you and glorify you, God. You are such an awesome God. No one can compare to you. You are magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways. And so we bless your name. We glorify you, God, because you are an awesome God. No wonder angels bow down before you. No wonder the heaven and earth adores you and they praise you each and every day. The sun rises every single morning to give your name glory and honor, God. It heats the earth, oh God, and does its job consistently, oh God, since you proclaimed it in the beginning of time, Lord. It goes and sets itself down in the evening, Lord, and then the moon comes up, God, and it obeys your command each and every single day. Oh God, the birds of the air, God, the fowls of the air, God, they sing of your goodness, God. They chirp a lot, God, they're starting to chirp a lot, God, but they're singing of your goodness, Lord. They're singing of your mercy, God. They're declaring that God has provided for us. Oh God, he doesn't allow us to go without food, God. They are declaring your
glory, God. Oh, God, the lilies of the field, God, they're rising right now because we're in springtime, oh, God, and they're declaring the beauty of our God. As you beautify this earth, oh, God, as you make all things well, God, God, and so your people have been made to bless you. You made us into instruments of praise, and let us make a melody unto you that's a sweet sound unto your ears, God. Let there be praises coming forth out of your instruments of praise. What are we good for, God, if we're not being instruments of praise? For you made us, oh God, to glorify you. You made us to honor you, God. You made us to sing your praises, Lord. And God, whether it's a joyful noise or a melodic sound, God, we have been commanded to let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Our praise, oh God, shifts atmospheres. And so, God, let there be praise on our lips as we go throughout the day. Oh, God, as we make our way to work, even before we even get to work, God, let there be a song of praise on our lips, oh, God, to make your name awesome and make your name glorious. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, God. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Oh, God, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. And I exalt thee, God. Whatever the song may be, God, you are an awesome God. It doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be slow. But as long as a joyful noise, God, let it flow out of our lips, oh, God, today. Oh, God, let it flow from the depths of our souls, God, of how we love you, how we magnify you, how we glorify you, how we can't live without you, God. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us, God, on this day and be magnified and be glorified and be adored, oh God. Let it flow, oh God, like rivers of living water, oh God, because you spring forth life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we praise you, God, you bring about life, Lord. You come in, oh God, you inhabit, oh God, and you don't leave things the same, oh God, but you come in to heal, you come in to deliver, you come in to set free, you come in to bring about peace, God, you come in to bring joy, God, you come in to bring everything that we need and more, God. And so let your praises rise from the depths of the souls of your people, God, today, that we may magnify you and glorify you in the beauty of holiness. Thank you for being holy. Thank you for being righteous. Thank you for being our God. And so bless us as this day continues on, as we have made it into day 17 of our fasting and praying. Honor our consecration, Lord. Let it not be done in vain, God, but as I have said over and over again, God, I am determined to pray that your people, God, will come out stronger from this fast and this prayer session, God, these 40 days, God, than ever before. I don't want us to drop off, God, but I want us to continue to move forward and continue to grow stronger and to continue to go higher in you. There is a higher calling, God. We don't have to be satisfied with the status quo, but there is a higher calling in you, God, and we want to go higher. We have not yet achieved yet, God. There is something greater in store for us each and every day, God, and I want us to come out stronger, God. I want us to come out more unified, Lord. I want us to come out, God, wiser in you, God. I want us to come out, God, birthing new areas of ministry, oh God, to grow the ministry, oh God, and to touch the people of our neighborhoods and of our areas, God. I want more from you, God. So fill us with your spirit, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit, God. We can't make it without the Holy Spirit, God. Fill us right now with your Holy Spirit. Drive out everything that's unlike you. So forgive us of all sins. We confess, we repent, God, of all shortcomings. God, cleanse us of all unrighteousness and create in us a clean heart. Purify us and give us a pure heart even now. And as your blood goes through us, and as your blood flows through us, and as your blood washes us and make us whole, God, give us a pure heart, Lord, a heart that's like you, that will love unconditionally, Lord, that will be willing to reconcile, God, that will be willing to forgive, oh God, and that we may be free to worship you in spirit and in truth, that a spirit of revival will spring forth, oh God, across our neighborhood, across the nation, in our church, God, that you may have your way and that you may be glorified and magnified. So have your way, God. be adored, be lifted up, and we'll bless your name. So watch over us this day, and we will bless your name all the day long. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.